Some visions of the darkness are but mere glimpses of long-faded souls. As Katie Nielsen tells us in her short history of the house on 4th Street. Fall, 1989. The girls sat cross-legged on the living room floor. Pee-wee's Playhouse played on the television in front of her, holding all her attention. To her right was a doorway which led to a staircase. Pee-wee and the Playhouse gang were screaming at the top of their lungs. Someone had just said the secret word. Then, out of the corner of her little girl's eye, she saw her mother's dark curly hair coming through the doorway from the stairs. Mommy, today's secret word is... No one was there. The little girl was not afraid. She was only 6 years old, and this sort of thing happened so frequently. She had figured it was a normal part of life. Everyone sees flashes of people out of the corners of their eyes sometimes, especially near that door at the bottom of the stairs. 6 years passed, and the girl had made a friend, a slightly older boy. The two of them had lived in the same town for many years, but only recently had gotten to know one another. Well, sharing stories of their history in the small town, the two discovered that they both lived in the very same house at different times when they were growing up. As soon as the boy realized this, he asked, "Did you ever see the girl on the stairs?" Suddenly, the girl began questioning everything she took for granted about seeing people out of the corner of her eye. Had she ever seen them anywhere else besides the door next to the stairs in her old house? She thought so. But now she couldn't remember for sure. The girl went to her mother and shared the news that she and her new friend shared a childhood home, and that perhaps, just maybe, there had been a ghost there. Her mother turned white. White as a sheet. Sometimes, when I was in the bathroom at the top of the stairs, I thought I could hear a little girl crying, she said. The first time I heard it, I thought it was you, and I went running out of the house to look for you. But you were still at school. It happened a few more times, but I never could find out where they were coming from. And by the time I returned inside, the cries had stopped. That was 1989. Now let's look back to the fall of 1939. The little girl sat cross-legged on the living room floor. Little Orphan Annie played on the radio in front of her, holding all her attention. To her right was a doorway which led to a staircase. Little Orphan Annie and the gang had solved another whodunit. It was the department store owner this time. Then, out of the corner of the little girl's eye, she saw her mother's dark and curly hair coming through a doorway from the stairs. Mommy, it was the department store owner all along. That's good, dear. Now wash up and go to bed. 6 years passed, and the girl had made a friend, a slightly older boy. The two of them had lived in the same town for many years, but only recently had gotten to know each other. While playing after school one day, the two of them set up an elaborate pillow and sheet fort on the staircase. When the boy decided it would be fun to ride a large pillow down the stairs like a sled, the girl volunteered to go first. But the slope of the staircase was too steep, and the slick pillowcase on the carpeting was too slick. She crashed into the wall at great speed and broke her neck. The girl cried for her mother, and the boy went running out of the house to look for her. But she was still at work. By the time he returned to the doorway at the bottom of the stairs, the girl's cries had stopped.